بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Is there any evidence for the quality of this legislation in the Quran?
Let's recite this verse first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Hajj, verse 39 to 40, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Those who are fought against are permitted to fight because they have been wronged, and Allah is indeed able to help them. You know, this kind of jihad is referred to defensive jihad. You know, now Muslims have permission to defend themselves against enemies.
You mean they cannot start any war?
No.
So starting any war in Islam is forbidden?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me talk about the other verse. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ. You know, the reason of this permission is mentioned in this verse. Let me recite the translation. Those who were expelled from their homes unjustly. It means those Muslims, immigrant Muslims, who were under persecution of idol worshippers and immigrated to Medina. Because they were wronged by idol worshippers. Mm-hmm. Those who were expelled from their homes unjustly, only because they said, Allah is our Lord. Had not Allah repulsed the people from one another, ruin would have befallen the monasteries, churches, synagogues and mosques, mm-hmm. in which Allah's name is mentioned greatly. It is said that if Allah did not permit to this kind of fight, you know, to this thing that a group.
You mean a defensive kind of, fighting?
It means that if a group of people don't overcome the other group, because of enmity, because the other group is an enemy of Allah.
You mean
Allah.
Whenever we have an enemy, we should overcome him? It doesn't mean that.
No.
This enmity should be for the sake of Allah.
It's a tradition. It's one of the traditions of Allah.
Okay.
That the believers should overcome.
Okay.
To non-believers. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the reason? If there was no permission to this kind of overcome, what's the result? The result is, all the holy places of different religions will be vanished.
Very true.
Allah named those places. Monasteries, churches, synagogues, mosques,
the places where the name of Allah were in fact called.
Yes. And of course, for example, churches for Christians.
Yeah. Mosque for Muslims.
Yes.
Synagogues for.
Synagogues for. For Jews.
Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So this will be the result. So permission to fight issued for those believers who were fighted.
Okay.
You know.
So no, yeah, who were? I mean, whom there were a sort of fight against.
Yes, who were actually who were wronged and oppressed. By,
so
the
they
others.
Have this permission to defend them themselves.
Yeah, to defend them.
And this is among the beauties of the religion, as we see. So we are not allowed to start a war ourselves.
Yes.
Just we are allowed to defend ourselves.
Yes, it's just defensive jihad.
Yeah, unlike different accusations which are made against Islam and the religion of love and peace. Mm. So we are not allowed to start any war. And we see that some countries from farthest parts of the world come and start a war in this region, at least at the region that we are in.
And we have seen this kind of beauty in the other verses. I want to mention one of them, that you see how beautiful is Islam, how beautiful is this Holy Quran.
For sure.
www.byislam.com